So you're dating somebody. They are an aspiring something. So they still on a journey, right? Great person, but they ain't got no money. You like, all right, they want to build a life with you, but they still aspiring, right? Potential not reached.
And you add
And
all these
you're like,
details
yeah,
that you
you
can,
know,
because I see where
yeah,
you're going with this, but go
yeah.
ahead.
You know, and they want to build a life with you. And you want to get, nice, beautiful house, nice, live a nice life. Son got private school, son going to college, 50 grand a year. You know what I'm saying? And she
Right.
aspiring, but she love you though.
Where you going
You're a good
with
person.
this?
Take out the trash. She'll drop your car off to get it fixed, but you got to give her the money to go get it done. So, what are we doing with that? What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Queerly Black Show. I'm your host, Ashley, and I'm so happy you came by. The Queerly Black Show aims to normalize the everyday existence of Black LGBTQIA+ individuals through an interview-style series with regular folks like you and me. So every week, a new guest shares their story and unique perspective on their existence as an LGBTQIA+ individual. Thank you for tuning in, and make sure you subscribe, download, set your reminders to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Enjoy the show.
All right.
Welcome back
I'm
to another
here.
episode of the Queerly Black Show. I'm your host, Ashley. I'm here today with B. Y'all remember B? We talked to B. We got B's story episode something a long time ago. You gotta go back through the archives, dig through the archives to get B's story. But we back and we're talking about a very specific topic today. We're talking about
Yes.
gender roles. This has been a topic in the going around in the queer community for a little while here. I kind of sat on it. I sat back, just kind of watched it to see where things were at. And then I really wanted to have a conversation with someone else. I didn't want to like deliver my opinion about it. I really wanted to vibe and have a conversation with somebody who I feel like has a different perspective potentially than mine's, has had a lot of experience with different types of people. Not a lot. I'm not trying to like, not a lot. Y'all chill.
But you understand.
A variety of experiences and has a lot to share about the topic. So B, you can give a little bit of background about yourself, more or less dating history as much as you care to share. And then
Right.
we're gonna dive into to gender roles.
Amazing. So first of all, I will say like more. Love you, Ashley. I appreciate you for, making the phone call and like bringing me back. This is so fun to me. This is not even like work at all. This feels so good, like to just talk with you and to
Good.
just like give any input or any type of like information to the community. Like, so that's amazing. So I'm happy to be here.
Yes, ma'am.
So I identify as bisexual. And so I have had both relationships with men and women long term. So not just like it's not just no like college fling type stuff, you know what I'm saying? But like long term relationships with both sexes. And so I have had experiences in both. And so this conversation is I think is much needed because and I get this a lot. Because of the role that I play in or the role that I have played in both dynamics in the relationship. And so I'm excited to give whatever input that I can, considering whatever questions that you have in regards to the differences or similarities to, both situations.
Yeah, man. Dope. So yeah, so lots of relationships, long term with both men and women. What we'll start there with just in terms of length of time. Longest relationship with both a man and a woman.
So the longest relationship with a man, I would say is about 5 years, 5 years, give or take. The longest with a woman was about 3, 2.5, 3 years.
So as far as gender roles. So first and foremost, what is your like what's your definition of that? Like when you think about gender roles, what does that even mean to you?
So I know what I was raised on, like domesticated, like my mom was the nurturer, my dad was the provider, right? So that's what I was raised, like, you're domesticated to believe or think or feel or, a certain thing, whatever, right? So like my mom was the nurturer and she worked also, but my dad was the ultimate provider, right? And so that means like the man takes out the trash. The man does the manly things. He fixes tires, he changes oils, and he does all of those
He's
things.
in the
And
garage and just drinks
he's in the
beer
garage
and just
getting dirty.
moves boxes
And the
around, does stuff.
100%. And
Yeah.
I think that's pretty standard, right? Like you think of the woman as the softer nurturer, the cleaner, the one who keeps the house tidy, keeps the kids, does the homework with the kids and, all of those things. And then the man does the more masculine duties like mowing the grass and taking out the trash and changing the oil, fixing the tire, taking the car to the mechanic, like all of those types of things. So for me, naturally, that has been what I have been exposed to, and what I would see as a gender role,
Yeah,
if that
same.
makes sense.
Pretty much the same. Two grew up. My dad was the one who had, made the money. My mom was always they had a pretty dysfunctional relationship. So it was stereotypical in the sense of like my mom was the nurturer and the, and my dad provided. Like he was, that for sure was the situation. But there were all there was, and I say dysfunctional because there was a lot of times where I saw my mom have to become both, where like, something might happen with them and he got kicked out, and then now my mom is the person doing all of it, right? And never really seeing it the other way around. Like you never really see a man be the one having to assume all of the responsibility. So I did have an opportunity to see both. And then of course just in our community, there's a lot of single mothers, right? So you get to see a lot of, you see a lot of strong black women doing all the things, right? And in some, and sometimes putting community around them that can help with certain things, but a lot of times they're just truly handling both. So I would say as far as definition, I agree that, what we've stereotypically seen is that, right? And I think we all can agree that when we think back to 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, right? That was what it was, right? Men
What
had
was our
higher paying
grandma's
jobs.
doing?
Moms was at the house. Mom didn't work. It was too many kids. She was at the house cooking, making, a bag of rice and bean stretch for 10 for 2 weeks, and she was taking care of the house, and that's kind of what we were indoctrinated in. But then women were able to vote, and then women were able to get jobs, and they were able to go to college, and now we can make more money. And so now the woman's working too. So now she's outside the house, and the man's outside the house, but there are still kids, there is still a house, there's still food that has to be done, laundry that has to be done, grass that has to be mowed, car has to be. So now we arrive in today where I don't think this is necessarily an exclusive conversation for queer people. I think this is a conversation for both straight and queer people, but we're having it in the context of two same-sex people. And now we have just a pot of tasks that have to be handled, and we have two people that are exhausted from work, and all this stuff still has to be done. So now, what does gender roles look like? And that's where we are today, right? So
This is a
for
good
you
conversation.
now, having dated both men, let's start with dating men. What did that look like? Because I'm assuming, and you can talk about your kind of work history and all that, but I'm assuming you've been working and providing and taking care of yourself and doing all these things in the midst of these situations, right? And dating and, managing a relationship with a man. How has gender roles shown up in a straight relationship? We'll start there, and then we'll move to a queer relationship.
Absolutely. So, yes, it would be safe to conclude that, like, my whole life I have worked very hard. I didn't really, so my mom was a single mom. I grew up with a single mom household. So my dad also worked very, very hard. They separated when I was young, about 5 years old. But my dad has always worked. So he has always, even outside of the home, been the provider. He's been the person that, like, he was the more like provider, like, go to daddy for that, go to mama for nurturing, right? So I did grow up with those very, I guess, direct roles, like from mom to dad. But I've always been a person that worked hard. I did, graduate from college. I went and got a job before even having my son. Like, I went and got a job. I worked. I wanted to. That was something that, like, I took the liberty of, like, I want to work. I want to, my dad was a very hardworking man, but he also instilled in me from a very early age, like, to be independent. And so it wasn't typical. Again, I was also very early out, meaning, like, I was also like, I do what I want. Like, I will date, I'm in love with the woman. I'm in love, I can also date me, so I was very much so, like, out very early on. And so, like, my dad taught me in my very early teens to be very independent. And all of my sisters, all of us, we were very much so dynamic, where we could ch he taught us to change our own oil, change our own tires very early, like, make sure you pay your bills on time, put gas in your car before it comes to E. Like my dad was very strict in that, like, you're not going to need anybody for anything. So I was very fortunate to have that leadership, because my dad was like, no matter who you are, like, you're going to be an independent woman. You're not going to need anybody for anything. So, like, I did work very early on. And before meeting even one of, like, my longest adult relationships, which was a man, like, before meeting him, I was very independent. So I paid my own bills. I took out my own trash. I changed my oil. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could change my own tire if I needed to. You know what I'm saying? I was on top of that. But because my dad had such a strong presence in my life, I was able to do that. So right away, like, going into a relationship with a man, I had to almost, because that man was also like a man's man, is what you would call it, like, where who had assumed the roles that I was already taking, right? Huh?
An alpha guy.
Yes, an alpha male. So when going into a relationship with that man, it was like, nah, baby, hold on. You ain't got to take the trash out. And I would be like, but I'm okay. I'm right here. I can, I take it out every Tuesday. And he would be like, no, let me take that out, And so I had to, like, almost back off of the roles that I had already assumed, because I was independent and I was single and I was doing it on my own anyway. And so it wasn't until a man kind of came into the picture where he was just like, no, I'll take your car to get washed. I'm gonna go take it to fill it up. I'm gonna go take it to get the maintenance on it. And I was just like, well, hold on now. Now, you know what I'm saying? So it was an added kind of, like, benefit, but it wasn't necessary, because I was already handling it and I didn't think that it was something that he ought to do, especially because it was mine. It was mine to assume. And that's because my dad had instilled that very young, that we're not going to need anybody. And I'm oldest of five girls. So, like, I was the one who was like, you're going to take care of yourself. You're not going to worry about boys. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I had just assumed those roles before I ever actually got into a real relationship, in an adult relationship, not real. I shouldn't say real, but an adult relationship, with a man.
So then let's talk about that a little bit. So going into a relationship with a man, right? He comes in, this guy in particular is he's more of a stereotypical man, right? Like he's like, oh, I got the oil, I got the car, I got the things. But you in your independence is like, I can do all of these things. Do you feel like your approach to kind of becoming interdependent with somebody, right? Because now when you become in a relationship, it's you kind of you lean into this interdependence. Was it, do you feel like it was, did you have to relinquish the control, or do you feel like he was like, I'm gonna own these things.
That is an excellent question.
Because, and the reason I ask is
That's
because I
excellent.
think when we talk about the independent woman conversation, which we can discuss that too, I it, you usually hear it from two perspectives to
Yeah.
me. You hear it from like a woman who's like, I could do everything myself, but I want a man.
Yeah.
So he's here, but I could do everything myself.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have the other side, which is like, I'm tired of doing all of this. I want a man.
Yeah. Yep.
Those are two different energies. And
Yes.
that's two different, that's two different relationships. Both require a man, but those are two completely different conversations and two different
That.
energies. And that man can receive that part of his duties, as you will, in two different ways.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked that when you went
No.
into it, which one was it
You're
for you?
asking an excellent question, and you're presenting a very a situation that's so connect, like people can connect to either, right? And so for me, I was very like, and I say this is so funny, but people like understand me when I say this, so I hope this translates. So like, you know, the woman that's like do 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 do, like real hard, like just like. A couple of rappers, like female rappers, used to come out, and I was like, oh, I don't like this. She be just do, 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 do. Like, you just like, I understand your position, but why you gotta drill it like that? You don't
Yeah,
gotta drill
too
it like that,
much. It's not the
right?
what, it's the how. Like, I get what you're saying, but like, you
There
ain't
you
got to do it
go.
like that.
You don't gotta like do 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 do
Right?
do. And so that's how I was. So like, coming like being raised, and I was raised in the suburbs of Chicago. I'm born and raised in Joliet, Illinois, and like, which is like a suburb of Chicago. And so we're very close. And so like we grew up like, and then having a very strong like father who was present, who was like, y'all not gonna be, he had all girls, you know what I'm saying? And I do have an older brother and I have a younger brother, but he had five girls to raise. He was very like protective. He was very militant. He was very like, you're gonna do this on your own. And so we grew up in that was our culture. And so we were very like masculine in our own way because we looked at we revered our father. We looked after him. He was very like, again, very militant. He kept us in a very like tight space to make sure that we were like clean, we were like respected, we were, all the things. And so, like when I got into my first relationship as an adult with a man, he used to often say like, yo, you super masculine, like, or he'll be like, man, like you're super like, I understand your independence and where it comes from, because I'm very vocal. So I'm an open book. So I would tell you like where I come from, like, what my relationship with my mother is like, my father's like, and all the things. But he would be like, so when we would get into different disputes or like different or moments where like there were defining moments in the relationship in the beginning, he would be like, yo, you gotta soften up. You have to soften up. You're a little bit too hard. Like, and I used to be like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, what you mean I'm hard? You know what I'm saying? Like my shoulders would tighten up. And I'm like, no, I'm not hard, And so I used to put it off on like how I was raised, or like I used to put it off on like, I'm just strong. I'm just independent, and I'm not able to be like, flexed, or I'm not able to be bent quick or easy. And so, but then as I got reflective and I used to think about it, I used to be like, man, I kind of am a little bit rough around the edges. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am kind of a little bit, because any time a conflict would occur, or any time there would be like we would run into a crossroad of like who's going to bend or fold, or who is going to compromise, I would stand with my chest out. Like, it's going to be it. I'm not gonna bend, like my will would not be bent. You know what I'm saying? Because my dad taught me that. And so it wasn't until that first adult relationship that I started to be like, and the man told me straight to my face, my ex told me straight to my face, like, yo, you a little bit hard. Like, you a little bit too rough. Like, you need to soften up a little bit. And then I remember, and I'm a very reflective person naturally. So I remember taking that, and I couldn't. At first, it didn't land correctly because I was like, no, I'm not. You're like, no, I'm very feminine. I'm very soft. I'm very, I'm likable. And I used to be like, I'm likable. People like me, but I didn't really understand what he was telling me until like I had to just really be like, I had to like take a step outside and be like, yeah, I do. I am very defensive. I am very like when he talks, when he wants to be the man and he wants to like, quote unquote, like assert his masculinity, I was countering that with a lot of masculinity as well. And so I had to just really like think about that and say like, okay, I kind of understand. So him wanting to be he him want he, him being a man and wanting to assert his role, it was hard for me at first. It wasn't that I was like, I'm gonna be the provider, but I just didn't really realize how I was conflicting with his masculinity, because I was just taught to be just independent and be, and independence, sadly at that time was, aligned with being a man, like being independent, being able to provide, being able to, take care of a family. That's independence, because codependent mean the wife at home, the mother at home, who needs to depend on the man to pay the bills, to do all the things. And so my dad was very, very clear that I wasn't going to be a dependent woman, that I was going to pay my own bills. I was going to put the own my own gas in the car. I was going to clean my car. I was going to maintenance that car. And if I needed to, I was out there sweating bullets, trying to teaching me how to change my own tire. You know what I'm saying? Because he was very clear that I wasn't going to need anybody in order to live. And so when I when that that how that translated into my adult relationships, it was rocky. It was rocky because I didn't really understand what I was doing wrong at the time, because I just felt like I'm a woman, I'm independent, I don't need you. Do I want you? I like you. I love you. I'm falling in love. I love who we are, but I don't need you to do anything. And so that conflicted a lot in that relationship.
Yeah, for sure. And
Yeah.
then was there points or at any point where you kind of realized what it was in that relationship, or was it retroactively where you were kind of like, all right, this stuff my dad told me is great, but it's causing me some problems here.
Yeah.
was it retroactive, like retrospective after the relationship was over?
Both. So at the time, there was a lot. And I mean, when I say like there was a lot of, at the time that the man, my ex, at the, while we were together, would say it very subtly. And I would, you would hear it, but it takes time, right? And I think as I got into, when I got into that next relationship, so I heard him, and I would try to like soften up, meaning like, so for instance, it would be like trash days on Monday, and like I'm already bundling the trash up to take it out. He'd be like, "Babe, like what you doing? Like chill, I got it." And I'd be like, "But I'm perfectly able to take this trash out. You don't have to take it out. If I see it's full, I can go take it." Just as you can take it. And he would be like, I understand what you're saying. I mean, technically, yeah, but don't gotta, almost like you don't gotta get your pretty hands dirty. You know what I'm saying? And I would be like, move. Put
Get
it on
him with the
my
trash
face.
bag on the way outside.
And
Pop.
wash my hands on the
On the
inside.
way
You
out.
know what I'm saying? And so that would be a lot of me listening or almost hearing what he's saying, but then over time, finally kind of like subscribing to, okay, there's a role here. He wants to, so even though he hasn't taken it out when I want to take it out, let me trust that he'll take it out when it's time. You know what I'm saying? And just kind of falling back off of that. But that took a long time, because it started off as just comments and just like, hey, you a little bit rough, or you a lot of like you pound the pavement a little bit too hard, like you kind of rough around the edges, and you're defensive, and
A lot of
and that just
negative. There was a lot of negative connotations with things that weren't negative in like
yes,
context, but like that were being received wrong. Like they
yes.
weren't translating well.
There you
So
go.
then, getting into a relationship with a woman,
Mm-hmm.
what did that look like?
So, okay. So very different. Very different. In the sense of
So first, let me back up one step because I'm sure this is a question. When you date women, what do you date? Studs? Do you date like androgynous? Do you date femmes? Do you date what's I don't what,
What's my type?
if you have one. If you don't have one, then
I really don't. I really
okay.
don't. What I would say is historically,
Yes.
like the women that I've
What's
dated,
your record? Let's talk about your
right?
record.
Because that's all I can speak
What's your
about, right?
record?
Historically, they have been able to do both in a way. And
Presentation, meaning like they'll wear heels and one day and be in like a full sweats and a cap to the back the next.
100%. Yep. Yeah. So they, yes, that's exactly it. And so that's what kind of gives this a little bit more, this makes this conversation a little bit more exciting, because if you can imagine all those dynamics like in under one household, right? Whereas like I can do that too. I am that in a lot of ways. And so what has historically like been my type is like when I'm with a woman, that woman presents a little bit more masculine, but can do
But
the
can,
things. But generally, like they're most comfortable,
masculine.
presenting masculine, right? So then that looks like all the things that we stereotype as like a masculine thing, which is like taking out the trash and all the things we talked about before, right?
Well,
They
that's what I wanted to ask you about. So has in those relationships, how have gender roles shown up? Because it's not a
not the same.
It's not the it it's not as foregone, even though again I think that straight relationships should have the same conversation. It's not as foregone in a same-sex relationship because we're both the same
Yeah,
technically, right? So
technically, right. And we're both able,
the
right? So who
roles are not
assumes?
exactly. So like for example, I present masculine 100% of the time. I don't ever look a different way, right? Like I'm always What that literally, me and my grandma was just at the casino. This lady walked in the bathroom. She was like, "Oh," she thought she was in the men's bathroom. I was like, "No, it's all good. You in
Wow.
the
Wow.
she?"
No,
I
you're
was
in the
like,
right place.
"But it happens all the time, right?" But the thing about it is, I am a woman. Like, I'm not no bro, dude,
There you go.
mister. I'm not none of that. I am a woman, right? And I think that's. There's a whole other conversation going on
That's I was just gonna
around
say
those
that.
things,
That's a
but I
part of
am,
it too.
yeah, I'm a woman, right? I'm not trying to be a man. I don't assert masculinity in any way other than just who I am, right? And so with my wife and I, there's like she's feminine, but my wife takes out the trash.
Yeah.
Like
It's a
she, but
task
it
that needs
was,
to be done.
I wash the clothes. I clean the house. My son's clothes. I'm the one who buys all his clothes. I'm pretty much the one who keeps on top of, his, oh, he's growing out of this, or he needs these, or he needs this, or he this. She takes care of all the food. But there's not like a set list of like, you do this and I do that. And like people would be surprised what actually happens like in my house, right? Like, because it just doesn't look the same. And the conversations that you have to have around that in a same-sex relationship are different. And so I'm curious, because it sounds like your male relationship, it was very stereotypical in terms of like you had to relinquish the male things, let him do it, and like, all right, back off. Oh, what we didn't talk about in that was financial. Because let's stay on the queer relationship. And then we could backtrack and talk about it there, but I definitely want to talk about the financial piece in a same-sex relationship because I feel like that's where I see it the most is when like who because this
Who
whole
pays for
provider
what?
who pays for what conversation comes up. So talk about that in your same sex relationship.
Okay, so in both, and I'll just speak about like my long-term both same-sex relationships. My partner was assumed always like that she had to pay. And I don't so my first relationship, same-sex relationship, was prior to a child, and then my second was after my child. And each time my partner assumed that she had to pay, and would be willing to, and I would have to fight to be like, no, it's my time to pay, it's my time to pay, you know. In both relationships, both my partners at the time were willing and assumed the role of always paying, always opening doors, always paying, like, let me help you pay a bill, let me do this or let me do that. And I don't know, like, I can't speak for them as to why they felt the role, because they both actually fit that, like, that attraction where it was like they both can present, you know, very feminine or very masculine. They both could. They didn't really have, like, you know, one wasn't a, you know, a feminine, one wasn't, you know, a stud. Like, they both could present both. And they would. And so, but it was their willingness to do that. And it was almost a surprise when I would come back and be like, no, I got it. And they'd be like, what? Really? And so I don't know if that was their experience that kind of made that such a shock, but I would have to almost fight to like pay for dinner this time. Hey, listen, or I would have to sneak it under the table and be like, hey, listen. And then the check would come back and I'd already be signing. And they'd be like, why you do that? And then they would try to Cash App, or they would try to like send me money. And I'd be like, why do you do that? Like we can both pay. Like, you've paid the last couple times. Like, it's my turn to treat you, you know. And so that's been my experience, but we never really had the conversation around it. It was just with both relationships, they assumed the role of like, let me provide for you. And I can understand the relationship with my longest female partner, with my son. You know, because she grew a beautiful relationship with my son, and then she just knew what I was experiencing, what I was going through, and so she wanted to lighten the load. And so that was a part of it too, where she was just like, you are working hard, you're providing for your son, let me help you. And so that came out of just like pure, let me be a support for you. But I don't think that it was anything other than that, though. I don't think that there was such a gender role that was presented at that time. But I just think that, like, so when we, and at, there was a period of time where we lived together. And so, you know, like you said, we, if I knew the garbage was going out, or it was time for the garbage to go out, or there was a time for the weeds to be pulled or cut, depending on who had what going on, we would just assume that, like, hey, I got it. Or no, you know what? I know you've been working all week. I know you've been out here on these auditions and you've been doing your thing. I'm gonna take care of this. And it wasn't really a conversation about, who does what. However, there'd be times where she would say, like, no, I got it. And I'd be like, well, I'm just as capable. And she would kind of assert a little bit more, and I would back off. And I don't know if that came from just like being in a male relationship where I felt the same type of energy, where it was like, no, nah, I got it. This is what I'm supposed to do for you. And so I backed off. Does that
I'm
make
gonna push it.
sense?
No, 100%. I'm gonna push it a little bit further. So, when it comes to, cause the big conversation, this whole 50-50 thing, right? So you live together. So there's rent, there's bills, there's, right? So what does that look like?
You know, you mean for the for my like same sex relationships?
Is there a conversation? Are we just you pay half, I pay half? Is it like what's the vibe? What's the expectation?
Oh, well, you know, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, I had already had my own crib, I was already paying for everything. And I was comfortable. And so I was already comfortable providing for my son. I had already had all my income and all the contributions and all the things. And so I had already had everything set. And so when she kind of came into my life, she did work as hard as she could to try to alleviate some of that pressure, or let me pick this up, or let me take this, or let me send you money. But there was never a conversation of whether, because it was very clear that this was my home, and that
Yeah,
even when she
she
moved
just had a
in,
drawer in your house.
basically, like
Let's just call
it
it
was
what
like,
it
I'm
was.
gonna make room for you
Yeah,
because
I'm
I
gonna make
love
some
you.
space for you, but
Yeah,
you ain't
that's
about to be
literally
paying half of
it.
nothing
So
in
much
here and be
so.
coming here telling me what to do. I gotta be. I see where this is going.
I always maintain, you know what
He's
I'm
like, you
saying?
ain't gotta
Just
pay nothing in here, because if I gotta put you out,
fact. Listen, it was always
you ain't staying here to the 30th.
so when you leaving? No,
Today, because you ain't paid nothing in here. Take
no,
the little light bill with you. Here go. Let me
but it
cash out
wasn't
your back
because
here,
she
the rest of
did
your cash, your light bill money.
it wasn't because she wasn't willing to. It was because the space that I was in, which was like, I need to maintain independence. And so I need to make sure. And but it's I think it's very important to talk about, because it does kind of go into like giving up some control by allowing someone to contribute to what you have. And so, you know, I felt like, and she was more than willing to, and she did in a lot of ways. There was no doubt about that, but there were some things I was not willing to relinquish, like I was in the relationship with the man, right? There were some things that I was just like, you know, no, you don't worry, you know, and it came off as, I got it. No, don't trip, don't worry. But deep down, I felt like that I would be relinquishing some control if I gave her that lane to contribute in that way. And so the
All right, so
conversation around money was, here's my bills, you know what I pay, right? So I was very open about what my rent was, my utilities and all the things that I paid, my car note and all those things. And she would try to contribute in ways that she could each month. And I wasn't, because of what I had experienced before, I wasn't so quick to send it back and be like, no, you good, you good, you good. I would be like, okay, I appreciate your help. And so that's a little bit of a different dynamic, because, you know, when it talks about money, when I think it'd be a little bit different if like we were married and when we're talking about finances and
That
like,
was literally going to be my next question, was talking about like
long-term
the
finances. And
And I think two questions. One is, at our big age, right?
right.
Cause like, you know, we try and help the people, right? At our big
Yeah.
age, dating, because here, you know, here again, right? I have been with the same person for yesterday. Shit. 2008, 16 years.
Oh, was yesterday your
So
anniversary?
it was.
Happy anniversary to
So,
you and
yeah.
Bethany.
So a long
Oh,
time,
I love
right?
it.
And so what that
Fabulous.
looks like is very different. Like, that's my family. Period. At the
Yes.
end of the day, like, it don't
Right.
matter what happens,
That's
right?
what we all out here looking for. Like,
Right.
what you
I mean, but the
mean?
thing is, see, that this is the challenge, right? People see, again, 16 years is a long time. We was 18. We
Wow.
completely
That's
different people
incredible.
now. The level of patience, kindness, communication. I can't stand you, but I love you.
But I love you. I don't
Pulling
like you, but I
closer
love
in the
you.
moments that are hard, long distance for 2 years, all the things in between 6 years, 16 years, people not willing to sustain all that no more. People not willing to go through that no more because it's not fun today. I'm out. Because it's
If you're
hard
out here
today, I'm
watching
out.
this, if you're out here watching this, I'm willing.
I
I'm willing. I'm willing to
mean, she's
sustain me.
willing.
I'm willing to go through the ups and
She one of
downs with
God's chosen ones. You know, but truthfully, right?
Looking for
Like,
you. Where you
you know,
at?
you listen to, some of the things that, people are going through and stuff like that, and it's like,
Yeah.
so you're gonna leave, and what you where you going though?
Oh my
What's
God.
the what's what versus somebody who you've built, and I'm not suggesting that at all, that people stay in long-term relationships that are not healthy or that are not good or that are
Right.
bad for your health. Like, I'm not, that's
But
not
there's
what I'm
ups
talking
and
about.
downs, and you
I'm talking about
sustain.
going through life with a person, right? Stuff
Yes,
happens, people
absolutely.
die,
And people change,
your
and they
money
deal
is
with
here
that.
one day, there the next. You you moving cross country, you do, like, as life is happening,
Yeah.
other things make life hard, right? And then naturally, going from 18 to, our big age of 34 now, we not
You are so
18.
different when you
We
were
not the
18.
same. So every year, it's like, every now with a kid, very frequently, it's like, all right, who's in front of me? Like, I can't
Yes.
keep, you can't even keep thinking about who this person was in the past. And then going back to gender roles, when we talk about specifically money,
Yeah.
what I know, what we know to be true about ourselves, me and Rochelle, is I'm a provider. That's just my nature, right? Like, I'm
Okay.
not a homemaker. I love my son to death. I don't want to be a stay-at-home mom. I don't want to. That's not my
Yeah.
life. But my
Yeah.
wife would. It like she's like,
Yeah.
I'll stay home. I'll,
Yeah.
but she also has career aspirations. She's an attorney. But she'll flip that off and be like, yeah, I'll be at home with him. I have
I
no
was
desire
just
for
about
that.
to say that. I was just about to say that and add to that. And I don't mean to cut you off, but I was just going to add to that. I think that the roles are defined by the person, right? In a
By
sense
your
of like,
nature.
exactly. Like I am, and I don't know if you follow me and how I raised my son, but like I am 100% his mama. And so that means whatever it takes, whatever is necessary. And that means that I flip between entrepreneur, business owner, all the things on that side enable in order for me to provide for him, to completely cutting it off and being in my zone with him as a nurturer. And so that what that means for me is that no matter who comes in, you're coming into a dynamic that is seasoned, and it's there, it's cookie cutter in the sense of like
Well-oiled machine.
it's a well-oiled machine. And so that means like when So what I say all the time is like, me and my son, we come to bless your life. That means that we're not coming as something that's going to take away. We're going to add to whomever we meet, or we, because he's who he is and I'm who I am, and our dynamic is beautiful. It's synergistic. Like we come together, and so it's like whether you're male, female, whomever, whatever. Like we are click tight. And so I've had to, I guess from a world standpoint, like I've had to kind of go in and out of different roles my entire time being a mom. And that is like being a provider, being a nurturer, being a provider. Okay, I gotta make more money. Let me go get some more money. Oh, I gotta zone that out, and I gotta like be the nurturer, and I gotta take care of my son, and I will at any cost, whatever that means. I don't need to. Whatever matters to me is what's going to be at the forefront. And so, like, when it comes to being with a man, I do feel that adaptability is not there as quickly or as easily as it is for being with a woman. So being with my ex-girlfriend, she was able to do both as well. So she was like, when I needed her to be like a nurturer to my son, when I had to go get it and I had to go out here and I had to go figure out how I was going to get business in, or how I was going to go, fight off dad, or like figure out, all the things that I had to do. She was there building a beautiful relationship with my son and was taking care of him, changing diapers. She had, and now, mind you, this was the more masculine presenting,
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm
absolutely.
saying? And so,
Absolutely.
but she was able to get in there and be, all the roles that was required, even though she never had kids, even though she had not had that experience. And I believe it wasn't until our relationship where she where she had even become privy to, oh wait, like we can have kids together? Oh wait, you're willing to marry a woman? Like, so you're not really like doing this to just like to satisfy this urge, like you would actually marry a woman. And I'm like, yeah. And so we had those conversations where she was like, well, how would we have kids? And I'm like, well, how do you think we would have kids? So wait, so why are you with me? And she's like, because I love you. I said, like, well, what did you think this was gonna just cut off whenever you felt like you were gonna get married, or like, what did you think? And I remember that conversation of like, well, I knew what I was raised, which was like, find a man, pick a fence, house, have kids, dog. And then she said, but I knew what I felt inside, which was I love women and this is what I want to pursue, but I didn't think that I would ever end up like this. And I remember having a conversation with her, like, and she asked me, well, you would marry a woman? And I said, absolutely. And she was just like, damn, I never thought about that. And I'm like, well, what you doing?
What did
What are
you
we doing
think?
this for? We're a couple years in. What this for? And she said, well, how will you have kids? Well, do you want more kids? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, how would you have more kids being with me? And then we had that conversation and it just blew her mind and it opened her world. It literally obliterated every idea of what a
Definitely.
relationship and life would be like, that she was like, oh my, wow. Like, and I remember for weeks following that conversation, she was real quiet. She was real thoughtful. Like she was inward. She had turned inward in the sense of like almost that like had transformed her idea of like the possibilities of like being with me and being with my son. And so I say all that to say that like that also changes things, like what you can foresee or what limits
Oh,
you put on
100%.
yourself, like as far as like what the long term is really what dictates how you act right in this moment.
Today.
Yeah, today. Yeah,
So I was gonna
exactly.
ask you, so you are you dating someone right now?
No.
Okay. Good. Not good. And not in fact good, but good for the fact that I'm gonna ask you this question, this scenario based
Okay.
question. So you're dating somebody, they are an aspiring something. So they still on a journey, right? Great person, but they ain't got no money. You like, all right, they want to build a life with you, but they still aspiring, right? Potential not reached.
You add
And
all
you're
these
like,
details that you can because I see where you're going with this, but go ahead.
and they want to build a life with you. And you want to get, nice beautiful house, nice, live a nice life. Son got private school, son going to college, 50 grand a year, you know what I'm saying? And she aspiring, but she love you though.
Where you going
You a good
with
person.
this?
They got the trash. She'll drop your car off to get it fixed, but you got to give her the money to go get it done. So, what we doing with that? Great person. She got like 250 a month to contribute.
So how about I add something to that and say that I've been in that scenario. I've been in that situation. And I do not want to put this person's business into this in any way. But what I will say is that I've been there. And I have good things going for myself and set and like in as far as like good credit. I pay my bills. I got things going on. And so for me, if you can it I think understanding in what ways you can contribute.
Get it right, V.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I gotta like
Get it right, V. The answer is no. If you ain't got no job, don't come over here. Go ahead. No,
Okay,
I'm just
see,
playing. Go ahead.
I can't give away what I want to give away. I can't say what I want to say because
Don't.
it would give it away. It
Yeah,
would
don't do it. Don't
100% give it
give it
away.
away. I'm bringing.
Okay. So, but
You
listen,
got
but
me.
what
Go
I
ahead.
will say is you made a very clear
Yeah.
situation,
You
and I
got your
will say
5 years. I'm trying to get here. You know, I'm trying to get this for my son. I'm trying to put him here. I'm trying to set
so
him up.
basically someone aspiring to
Aspiring.
be
Ain't got no
successful.
money, for real.
Been
Every
there.
now and
Okay.
then they got a little coin, but ain't nothing consistent. We can't have no budget meeting and you be like, all right, I got 5 racks. You got 5. They might
Consistently.
be like, babe, this month was, dude, I got $200.
100%. I've been
So
there.
what we doing with that?
I've been there. So let me just tell you. So, okay, I'm going to be completely honest and be completely transparent.
Yes,
Listen,
please.
I've been in a situation like that. And what I think, so like anybody else, I did grow frustrated with the fact that I was always providing, because I think what was ingrained, even though I've stepped outside of what was, you know, like indoctrinated, like I have stepped outside of that. I think innately there is this feeling of wanting to be provided for, right? Because I've had, you know, I've had an excellent example of what that is. And like my dad, although said like you ain't gonna need for nothing, but society says the man ought to provide. And so even though I fight against that, like I'm on my own thing, I don't need nobody to provide for me, there's something inside that kind of still acts as conscious, right? Like this idea of like,
Absolutely.
so when I've been in situations where I have been either the breadwinner or have been providing solely for myself while someone was laying on my couch, so to speak,
Yeah.
right? It does, I do have less patience. And I will say that, like, as opposed to someone who is contributing monetarily to the household. So it's one thing to be like, I'm gonna pay for dinner, I'm gonna pay for the household items. But if you're laying on my couch or you're sleeping with me and you're not contributing, you're not able to contribute, and I don't see or foresee like that changing soon, I have to be completely honest that it is something that that bothers me. And it is something that I grow very I will start to distance myself in the sense of like, this ain't gonna work. And I don't mean to say that because, you know, in a way of like, if that person is contributing at home in ways that like allow me to go make money or make me, you know, or help me do what I need to do, or, you know, and they're taking care of those things, I might be a little bit more
Little bit more patience.
a little bit more patient, right?
Just a smidge more.
But
But if he comes dropping back on the table,
If you're home with
you could be good.
excuses and you're not moving, but that just comes
Yeah.
with wanting someone who is ambitious and wanting
Yes.
someone who's working towards something.
Yes.
But if you know, you can't be bumming it out. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I'm super patient. I'm super, like, I understand that things take time and that, like, people go through ebbs and flows of their life. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but if you're willing to contribute in ways, because you, so it's one thing. So I will say this for my ex. Who at the time wasn't at the best, right? She wasn't at her best, but she contributed. She saw my life and said, this is what I can do for this person. And I'm gonna do it without her asking. So she saw her life, or she saw my life, and she inserted her what she could in my life, and they were a tremendous help. And it was, although it wasn't always monetarily, it was something that allowed me to go focus on something else and go
She made you
focus on
lunch.
go.
She made you lunch. You had to go to work.
Exactly.
She was like, here you go, baby.
Period.
I
That part.
made you lunch. I
And
put a little note in there for you.
I
Yeah.
appreciated that. I'm a
Those little
person that's
things
very
matter. Those things
appreciative.
matter. Absolutely.
Exactly.
100%.
It's all those
Yeah.
intangibles. You know what I'm saying?
Especially on that day, you like, shit, man, I don't get out here in 5 minutes. And she like, I got you. I got you lunch. I got you.
I would wake up, I would have a client, I would have a client at 7 a.m. and the baby's bottle would be made already, diapers would be already out, the candles would already be lit for my client, the music would already be playing, the dishes, everything would be nice and sparkly and clean, and I'd be like, thank you.